that there is judicial order from creation. And to do that, we need to go to Genesis 1 and verse 4. And what we're demonstrating here is that Elohim saw the light and it was good, and Elohim separated between the light and darkness, and Elohim called the light day, and he called the darkness night, and there was evening and morning of day one. In Genesis 1:11, Elohim said, "Let the earth sprout tender sprouts, herbs seeding seed, and fruit trees producing, and fruit according to its kind, whenever it is on the earth, and it was so. And the earth bore tender fruits and herbs according to its kind, and the fruit trees produced fruit according to its kind. Whichever seed it is, and Elohim saw that it was good." That's a key word. In our lives, we're splicing genes together with all kinds of things, not knowing what is going to be the consequences. In my country, they produce genetically soybean, corn, the sugar beet, all of these, and there's many more they're working on. And they've already discovered through independent that some of these spliced genes are causing cancer. And I heard a brother from South Africa, I thought it was very interesting. He said that some of his people had said, "No, we don't want this." And they said, "Too bad, you've already had it for 10 years. So, I mean, we have to realize that they're not doing things for our good. They're out of judicial order. And that's in just one area. And when we look at the Creation Week account, you clearly see that Yahweh's judicial order at work. Each piece of creation account needed the thing that was created the next day. And that's very important for us to understand, that it was perfect. And Yahweh, you know, when Adam and Eve, if they hadn't sinned, they would have lived on. And creation was perfect. And it would have come down to us. And what we're doing now is that we're redeeming His people. And we're trying to redeem back the land. Wherever you are, you need to stay as close to judicial order. And that's in the book. That's what you need to follow. And remember, we've been programmed by Satan to accept a lot of things as being normal. And the consequences can be tremendously out of whack. And you see that they not only needed what was created the next day to survive, because you can't wait. I actually know a congregation that teaches that creation was 7,000 years. Each day was 1,000 years. Well, if you're a plant, you need sunlight a little quicker than that. Or you don't have anything. And it's that way across the whole thing. And the reason he told me, because I wondered why. And he said, "Well, I got tired of hearing evolutionists, and there was no answer to them. So I felt like I needed to come up with an answer." Now, I'm suspicious of that to begin with. I think he got it from somebody else. But it's like a lot of people, they claim things to themselves. And I might mention that this man had been a Pentecostal holiness minister. And he came to the names of Yahweh and Yeshua. That was great. But he went right straight into the ministry of being a minister of Yahweh without ever being ordained. And consequently, that's where you get some of these wild ideas from, is being out of judicial order. And I want to go on with more of this, because I want you to see there's judicial order in how we worship Yahweh. Deuteronomy 12, in verse 28. Take heed and listen to all the words which I command you, in order that it may be well with you and with your sons after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in the eyes of Yahweh your Elohim. Verse 29. When Yahweh your Elohim shall cut off the nations from before you, when you are going to possess them, you should possess them and you should live in the land. Verse 30. Take heed to yourself, that you not be snared to follow after those that have been destroyed before you, that you may not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their Elohim? I should do also, even I. You shall not do so to your Yahweh, your Elohim, for everything hateful to Yahweh, which he detests, have they done to their gods. They have burned their sons and their daughters in the fire. And that, my friends, Israel did. Jeremiah talks about that. Don't think, because you have the temple and you're at Jerusalem, that you're going to make it. He said, look what I did to Shiloh. That's where the temple was first. And he completely destroyed it. And we have to pay attention too. That's why we need to be teaching the truth. And I'm talking to you ladies as well as the men. That every one of us has a job to come in judicial order. And in Leviticus 23, because Yahweh does give instruction when his judicial order on how and when the days we're to worship him. And the first commandment is in Leviticus 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, these are the set feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim as holy gatherings, and they shall be, and these are my appointed feasts. What's he start off with? 6 days you work. Isn't that the sign that he had marking his people? That they were Sabbath keepers. When we keep the Sabbath, we're remembering creation. Remember the judicial order that was there? When you keep the Sabbath, somewhere on this planet, since he did that, someone has kept the Sabbath. We're just continuing. And, you know, we could go on with more, but I want to keep moving along here. Yahweh, being completely perfect, and the only true Elohim of the universe, could never allow false pagan worship to be directed towards him and accepted. Even if they worship, had no idea that these things that he was doing were pagan, which in the West we know. And all around the world, everybody's been seduced into believing that we worship Yahweh on Sunday. Because Constantine was a sun worshiper. And he wasn't a righteous man to begin with. He ended up killing his own mother. And I think he killed his sons too. Because they were afraid of that they would try to take over. Israel did the same thing. You know, they killed their sons. People in Judah that were in the royal line were killing each other to try to preserve their throne. If we're going against his judicial order of worship, remember that Yahweh does not always want us to worship him because he is prideful. Now, we may be prideful. Remember what Don was talking about? We need to give back to Satan the things that we have that are Satan's. And that would be prideful. Yahweh is not like that. But because we worship him for the true great being that he is, we lower our self-worth to the position that we should be. That we are in the right mind frame, truly to be humble servants to Yahweh and others. And you know, becoming humble is a lifelong job. Because all of us have pride and ambitions. And But when you become a believer, we have to turn. Our days are numbered. Our enemy knows who we are. So we need to get rid of everything we can. And you know, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to Cliff. You know, I hope and I know that everyone is speaking here, talking to themselves first. I don't want to ask anything of you that I can't do. And I fight. It's a battle. But I understand that if you constantly turn to Yahweh and are always saying in your mind, praise Yahweh, it helps me a lot to overcome a lot of things. It really does. Because your thought processes will go to places, and if you can cut them off, you're so much better off. Ancient Israel was able to bring sacrifices for holy days anywhere, or did Yahweh set a judicial order to where the place they were to come to the feast to worship before him? In Deuteronomy 12:4, you shall not do so to Yahweh your Elohim, but you shall seek the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose out of all the tribes of Israel, and you shall seek his dwelling to put his name there, and you shall go there. And hallelujah, praise Yahweh, that's where we are. And we're praising Yahweh. And how few people are. Judah has all this prohibition against using the name Yahweh, except on the Day of Atonement just before sundown at the Wailing Wall. And they ought to wail, because that place is not really what it should be. I feel sorry for Judah. They're actually worshiping a place that they ought to regard as the most evil place they could ever come to. But Satan has deceived them so thoroughly, and Satan is waiting to deceive us. Remember, as the elect, we have to stay in judicial order. We have to know that our enemy is going to come with the most terrible things he can against us. But if we're forearmed, we can stand against him. He cannot overcome us, because we submit to Yahweh, and the devil will flee from us. Clearly, we see that Yahweh has set judicial order in the very place, Jerusalem, that he was supposed to come, that we're supposed to come and worship him. He outlines this in Leviticus 23 chapter, exactly how the covenant people are to worship and serve him. It is also clear that it is not acceptable before Yahweh for one to worship in his own way, outside of judicial order. And if you need a scripture, that'd be Deuteronomy 12:8. Was there judicial order in the priesthood? Can anyone serve as a priest and perform any type of service as they saw fit? Remember, we're Israelites, and they rejected the rabbinical priesthood. Yeah, they were persuaded to do that, but it's something that's in our genes. It's almost as if we have been changed. We have to worship Yahweh in the way that he wants us to worship him. And let's see if this one will fit there. In Deuteronomy 21:5, and the priests and the sons of Levi shall come near, for Yahweh your Elohim has chosen them to minister to them and to bless in the name of Yahweh. And by their mouth shall every controversy and every stroke be tried. Once again, we clearly see that there's a judicial order in the priesthood and service to Yahweh. And Yahweh chose Levi after the golden calf incident to represent all the 12 tribes. It would have been death if a member of the tribe of Simeon or Gad or any other tribe went into the sanctuary. Yeshua never did. They actually accused him of doing it, of stealing the name and power and authority of Yahweh. And think about that a minute. He never did that, because you don't have to steal it. It was there already. And they said, that's how he did miracles. Now, I always have to have a reason how he did things. It's very important to realize that Yahweh works in patterns and does not change. And the verse for that is Malachi 3:6. Yet today there's much confusion among believers, and so many who refuse to follow judicial order or leadership that Yahweh has set up in the body of Messiah. So many today that there is an ordination, and they deny that there is elders and ordination in the body of Yeshua. Now, we're not claiming we're the only ones. I want you to understand that. In the past, many people that I was under did claim that. And there's many others that today that claim to be the only church. But they don't understand Yahweh, and they don't understand His judicial order. And there's a lot to be done, and this is a little work. Each one of us is facing one or two people that each one of us works at. And we go on to more. You know, I'm really proud of Roland down in Nicaragua. Those people are just grabbing a hold of it. I mean, it stuns you to realize how much these people hunger for the truth. We're living in the times the Bible calls the last day. This is called in Scripture an evil time that man will ever know. And we're right in it. You can find those, of course, in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. In 2 Timothy, verses 3 and 1. But just know that in the last days, disastrous times will be upon us. Verse 2. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, braggarts, arrogant, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, wicked, without natural feelings. And I have actually heard some stories from some of you brethren that my heart goes out to you, because they've been parents treating children as if they were dirt, that nothing mattered. And these parents were not children. They were old people that ought to know better by now. And it was really shocking. And I really want you to know that each one of us has gone through trials in our lives that Satan has put upon us. And all I can say is that the safety and love that you need is with Yahweh. It's not my words, it's His words. He cares. He sent His Son into this world because He loved His creation and the people in it. And it's not just the trees and the ground and the birds. It's people He's talking about. That's what all of this was done for. Look at all the things that He's done in creation for us. Water is transferred in the air silently. And we spend millions of dollars to pump water. And He does it. It's silent. And He transports tons of water through the air. The seas produce oxygen that we desperately need. And what we give out, they need. I mean, the more you go into it, and each one of you has seen this, how the love and judicial order of Yahweh, that even when man sinned in the days of Noah, the planet still works. Not as good as it worked before, but it still works. Now that's a system. It's got backups in it that work. You know, you can have an EMP go off on the world, and it doesn't mean a thing to Yahweh. I remember a story a while back. America did something that was stupid. Just one thing. They wanted to know what would happen if they shot a missile into the air and got it up high enough into the ozone layer and it would go off. They did that. I don't know if many of you probably don't know that. Well, what happened was that it destroyed that atmosphere. But there was something going on this planet that replenishes that zone. It's called lightning. Lightning both goes up into the atmosphere and goes down. They didn't know that. It was 20 or 30 years before they knew that lightning was sustaining that system up there. And it repaired itself in about 2 or 3 weeks. But we didn't know it. But you see, you just can't. We'll fire off something just to see what'll happen. Even if it might kill us. Because they didn't know. You know, they just said, what will happen if we do this? That's like a bunch of boys. The more boys you have, the less brain you have. You get beyond a certain amount and you got a mob. Well, there was leadership in ancient Israel. Samuel poured oil out on David when he was a little boy. He went through the whole gang that was there. And but Yahweh, you know, Yahweh's calling us for specific reasons. Now, in the world, we're taught that it's for our own salvation. But that would be totally selfish. You see, it would actually breed selfishness in us. But he didn't call you for that. He saw something in each one of us that he can use to bring sons and daughters to salvation. And when I was a little boy, I was born and raised in the military. I actually thought that every male had to grow up, join the army, and sometime die. My whole world was the military. I could do cadence when I was about 3 years old. I knew what they meant. But now we're being given an opportunity in judicial order to really be helped in the salvation of mankind. So we're all being given a chance to be a hero. We're not Yeshua. We're not dying for him. But we're really pulling people out of the fire. Now, we don't know who those people are. It's Yahweh that chooses them. But we have to respond to that. One thing that can be said is in the realm of Yahweh's judicial order, there's no concept of democracy. Or as several of the men said, demonocracy. And it means ruled by the people. Laodicean people are ruling and trying to bring about. Every man's wanting to do what is right in their own heart. And this is not judicial order. What has it brought? I mean, we're all here. I mean, you people are some of the smartest people I've ever met. So just don't act like you don't know. You have seen the pain and agony that this world is inflicting upon human beings. And we can be part of the salvation of mankind. What a great privilege. I mean, what higher honor could we ever ask? And if we lose our lives, we have to realize that's that. But it's not lost. Because the one that raised Yeshua will raise us. Well, I want to talk about some personal things that I saw. You live a while and you see things. Now, I've been a Sabbath keeper since about 1964. But there's a lot of things I didn't understand. When I went to school, I really started understanding some things. But me and my wife sold our house. The kids were all grown. We had this big house. You know, we didn't even go upstairs. Might as well not have had it. So we sold it, and we didn't get a lot. We paid off our mortgage, and we got a little bit of money. And a friend of mine that I'd met, who was a Sabbath keeper, and who knew names of Yahweh and Yeshua, knew about the holy days, he told me, he said, Cliff, there's a fellow over in Arcadia, Florida, just to the west of it, that he's taking care of his mother, and they're getting up in age, and they really need some help. Why don't you go over there and live with them and help them? Well, I didn't say no. It just didn't work out. But he had baptized this man and woman a few years before then. Now, what I'm talking about now is when you do something out of judicial order, the consequences. And this man had been married 3 times. His wife had been married 5. Now, it doesn't mean you can't bring people to salvation. It doesn't mean you can't help bring other people to knowledge. But to baptize people and lay hands on them. So what happened in this story? These two people sold their property. They were getting up in age. Mother was really up in age. And they bought an RV and they kind of traveled around to the north and went to another congregation. Now, I didn't see this. I've never seen these people in my life. But what happened was in 2007, I went to the school. And I'm not crazy about schools, but I was crazy about that school. I really was. When I was in school, all I wanted to do was be outside. I didn't want to be at school. And I was a good, I could slip away and they didn't know where I was. And they thought they knew where I was. But, so I learned about judicial order. And I was also ordained. By the way, it was the day before. I never said I want to be ordained. I never wanted to be ordained. And now that I am, I realize how much responsibility it is. You can't order people around. How are you going to make anybody do anything? Even if they believe like you, they're going to do what they think is right. Unless they have the spirit of Yahweh. You have to work that way, very gentle with them. But anyway, I found out about this. And I came back home. And one of the men that was over there at this other congregation, which is in Interlaken, Florida, told me that he had spoke to these people and that they were really messed up. And he said that the man had told him, "I don't think I have the spirit of Yahweh." Now, think about that a minute. This was a congregation. They didn't jump up and say, "Well, I'm glad you spoke up. We'll lay hands on you." They did not do that. The way it sounded to me, they just pushed them off. Because they were out of judicial order as well. Now, and I don't know what happened to them. But I know an elder told me before I was ordained. And I respected the man. I thought a lot of him. That I could baptize somebody. So I did. Now, I wasn't in judicial order, but I did witness the baptism. So one of the first things I did, I wanted you to know I did something wrong. So you wouldn't think that I was standing up here telling you something about somebody else. But one of the first things I did, and it was good that I did it, when I came back, he was in the hospital, went right straight to that hospital, and I laid hands on him. Because I had judicial order then. There's another story. One of the sweetest human beings I'd ever known was a man named Tommy Mann. Even the name to me brings back memories of a sweet human being. We've all known them. Men that were there for other people. You should have heard the things that were said at his funeral. Well, I'd seen Tommy baptized in Port Pierce Inlet. In the ocean. It was coming in. But I didn't know about judicial order. But when I found out about it, I'd gone down to see Don in Fort Myers, and we went over to Miami, and we had a bunch of people come. And on the way back, I talked to these two guys that were with me and stopping at Tommy's. Because I knew that Tommy had not been baptized and had hands laid on him. We're out of judicial order. And I went in and I talked to Tommy, and he was in one of those motorized where you go around the house. And he listened to me very patiently. And I said, "I would like to lay hands on you for the spirit of Yahweh to be imparted." And he did not object. Something made him understand, and he let me do that. So you see, I was able to save not only him, but my wife. We were baptized the second time in our names, but the man, his wife, I didn't know this, his wife laid hands on my wife. And then she accused her of having demons. And but I was able to lay hands on my wife. You know, I mean, but what we can do is we can bring people in the correct judicial order. And I'm not saying we're the only ones. So I want you to understand that in love, we need to be looking for people. It's our job. Every one of us must do that. And I really appreciate y'all. And I do like Southern talk, by the way. I like you. You spoke with a Southern accent. But I want to tell you how much I love y'all. And with that, it's enough said. But look into the correspondence course and look into other people's lives and your lives for judicial order.